the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us in the previous episode, we discussed the necessity of supplication, and we will, in this episode, God willing, have a look at rationale behind supplication. Now, if we put aside the reasons offered by the infallible imams about the necessity of supplication for a moment, and if we somehow concentrate on the rationale behind the necessity of supplication, we will, I assume, definitely conclude that we cannot do anything else except turning towards Allah. Allama Tabatabai, when talking about the verse, "All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds," says, "Thus man possesses only the prestige of worship. This truth does not depend on our awareness of it. Whether we realize it or not, this is an innate and somehow compulsory relation. This is a truth related to man's existence and to other creatures' existence as well." So this is what Allama Tabatabai says about the verse Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Now, for further elaboration, let us refer to the words which Allama Tabatabai has added when talking about this verse. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And whoever that is in the heavens and the earth makes obeisance to Allah only. Allama Tabatabai says, if in front of Allah, the Almighty, man and the other creatures have no prestige except that of obedience, then what is left for us to carry out is to have a direct relation with Allah, and we have to ask Him for our needs. In fact, if human wisdom could comprehend this truth thoroughly, man would never establish any kind of connection except with Allah. Of course, being effective and affected is inevitable among the creatures, but all these effects are done by Allah's will. So this is the rationale behind supplication that we are discussing. This rational reasoning is enough to convince us to be compelled to pay full attention to the source of the creation, to pay our fullest attention to that source, to that absolute cause. For instance, this verse, "Say, my Lord would not care for you were it not for your prayers." قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. This verse refers to this rational necessity. The establishment of the school of supplication in Islam and the emphasis of the verses and traditions on worshipping Allah all reveal a secret in this school, and it shows how supplication is necessary for our daily lives. This is among the most fundamental and basic issues in the in the realm of secrets between the creator and the creatures, which, if enacted, would bring about actions and movements.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedast. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala va pas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, the human nature, which is always after gaining of benefits and interests, will demand more if its needs are constantly met. Satisfying all these necessities will call for extraordinary endeavor. In order to satisfy his needs, man resorts to anything possible. But no matter how hard we attempt, there always remains some needs unsatisfied, and I assume we have all experienced that. In this case, man will select one of the two ways. Either he despairs and he resorts to depression, or he attempts frantically. In other words, in order to satisfy his needs, man leaves the human boundary, tries so hard that he may neglect what is good and what is bad, and this is because he is controlled by some whims and desires which have made him blind. This is where we observe the secrets behind the strict recommendations of Islam. We will see that this religion somehow bridges the spiritual mental gaps in man and has provided him with some apparatus through which he may not lose himself in hazardous waves of different needs and necessities, and to be strong against these inevitable temptations, inevitable hardships. Now, dear listeners, it is a fact that man can add up energy to his feebled muscles and join the initiator of all the creation by supplication. So, in this way, he can stand against any problem. He can consider his capabilities above all needs, because now he knows he is connected to someone else, to the all-powerful, to the all-beneficent. This is because he has asked for the assistance of Allah. He has determined to progress because his success is now guaranteed. We should add that human wisdom will not allow man to stand lonely and helpless in the face of the difficult moments of his life and to get along life without using supplication. This is because supplication is the nearest means, the safest way that is in harmony with the divine nature of man. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you through